Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and have you nominated your library yet? We are pleased to bring you the New York City Neighborhood Library Awards from the Charles H. Refson Foundation in association with the Brian Lehrer Show. And the deadline is 11:59 tonight. Five outstanding New York City community libraries will each win a cash prize of $10,000. And we're inviting you to nominate your library if you think it deserves one of these prizes. The judges have a big task ahead of them, and you can make it even harder and add your nomination by midnight tonight. The finalists are chosen in August, and the winners announced in September. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to find the nomination form. Remember, you have until midnight. Now, alongside the nomination process here on the show, as many of you know, we've been talking about how libraries are morphing, evolving in response to demographic and technological changes. And this morning we thought we'd wrap up this series and talk about librarians and how that job is changing. And for this, I'm joined by Leroy Lawton, librarian and assistant professor at Bronx Community College and the Queens College Graduate School of Library and Information Studies. Welcome to WNYC. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And
glad to be here.
Listeners, we have about 10 minutes for this.
Of course.
So this is a shout-out for librarians. What would you tell listeners, anybody out there, about how the job of librarian has changed during your career, if you've been a librarian for a few years now? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Librarians, have you all escaped for a July 4th holiday somewhere, or are any librarians listening right now to tell us about the essence of your job and how it has changed as libraries change? 212-433-9692. And Leroy, what about for you? I see you worked in New York's public libraries and now an academic library.
Yes.
So what's changed for you the most in the field?
Well, first off, I got my master's back almost 33 years ago. And so for me, at that particular point in time, I would say that the first half of my career, I was really deep into reference work, particularly working with children's, as I was a children's librarian at that particular point in my library career. Then, within the past maybe 10, 15 years now, people have migrated to the web. And as a result, I have found that particularly with librarians, both in the public and in academia, we have basically become what might be called computer coaches, at least at some of the branches, mm-hmm. and across many of our colleges across the country.
Computer coaches, so like
right.
Not just using the software, but really information specialists, I guess.
Exactly, right? Information specialists, not only in terms of how to look for information, but also exactly how to navigate through the web, how to use the computers. I am often surprised at some of our students who enter our library who are not that particularly familiar with the technology, even though if you take a look at them, right, they're walking around, they've got their smartphones, they've got their iPods, and in some cases the iPad and the whole nine yards. But then there are the new immigrants, people who were born before computers became common in many of our classrooms. And so there's this whole new technological wonder, so to speak, that many libraries and library schools are currently being engaged in. We can list computer classes online, but the people who need them most aren't online to see the list.
Right.
So, you know, you have to constantly tell the people that you help about the classes, but that reaches only those who ask for the assistance.
Right. So let's take a call. Kate in Astoria, tell me something I don't know about being a librarian.
Hi, Brian. Interned in lots of traditional libraries and archives in New York when I was in library school. but I ended up in knowledge management, which is something I'd never heard of in library school.
Exactly.
But it's managing digital documents. I'm currently at an ad agency, so it's a totally digital library.
Huh. So you're working, in effect, as a digital librarian in the corporate sector.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Harriet in the Bronx, are you a librarian?
No, I am not a librarian, but I am a library user, and I've been distressed, as the librarian in my area knows. I've been distressed by the diminishing of the quality of books in the library, the removal of research possibilities in books.
So let me ask Leroy that question. As things migrate online, are the hard copy reference books and things like that, even the stacks, you know, fiction and nonfiction books, being deteriorated as things migrate online, e-books and everything?
Academic libraries are currently going through that same same problem that she has just mentioned here. When you think of reference collections and when you think of scholarly materials that are out there, who basically has access to this? Who has control? Where do we get the money to fund the ability to have materials that our patrons want to use? So, for example, and I understand exactly where she's coming from in terms of the public libraries, particularly here in the Bronx, and it all depends upon what community it is that you're talking about. If you have a strong community base, you will more than likely find that many of the libraries in that strong community base, in that particular community, have a more involved say-so and what happens at their local library.
Mm-hmm. So raise your voice. Let your librarian know what you care about.
I don't mean raise
your voice. That's a bad thing to say to a librarian. But
actually, that was the library. That was the library of the past. Today, that is not necessarily the case. That stereotype is as I'll call it.
The shushing librarian stereotype.
That's no longer feasible in today's world. I mean, we need to be very, very innovative. We need to be creative. We need to be more civically engaged in how we interact with our patrons and the community within.
Judy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Judy.
Oh, good morning, Brian. I agree with that. I think one of the things that starts out being a problem are the public schools where the libraries barely exist anymore.
Exactly.
Which is just a nightmare and an outrage.
And you're a retired librarian?
I am, yeah. I worked at a community college, and the students would come in, and they were in a daze. They had no idea how to look up anything, what
the
call number was. Nothing. They go with Google, and they think that's an answer, which, of course, it isn't.
Of course not.
And I think one thing that could happen is, of course, improving the library system in the public school system and having the teachers introduce the kids to the public library system, make sure they all get cards. I remember doing that when I was a kid.
Right. So, Judy, thank you. And, Leroy, where does this leave you? What part of this burden falls on you? If information specialist is where this is heading, but that doesn't necessarily include the community on the ground. I don't know. Is it your job?
Continued outreach. Continued outreach across all venues. So, for example, in one of my other lives, I was also a school librarian. And one of the things that I would constantly do was make contact with those instructors, teaching faculty, who had not introduced their students, and I'm talking about from grades 4 to, say, 8th grade, to the library and what the library encompassed and what its experience was all about. Because my argument to them was this: listen, your students need to know how to do research. They need to know what to look for. They need to know how to look for it. And they also need to become familiar with a lot of the reading material that is out here today. Because as a child, when I was growing up, I lived in the library. I mean, that children's room is something that will always be ingrained in my mind, only because of the fact that my parents took me to the library. I had teachers who actually interacted with the librarian. Okay, so that by the time I got to high school, I had already known how to do basic research when it came to doing book reports, mm-hmm. when it came to reading. So I said, if someone threw the grapes of wrath at me, I didn't sit back and say, "Oh my God, I have to read this whole thing, and then interpret it." Okay, I was already familiar with that particular background.
How to find the spark notes?
Exactly.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right, exactly. And this is basically what a lot of our students are doing. I mean, what?
I hate to say I have to leave it there because we're out of time, but that is such great information in context. We've been speaking with Leroy Lawton, librarian and assistant professor at Bronx Community College and the Queens College Graduate School of Library and Information Studies. Thank you so much. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
And listeners, don't forget to nominate your library for the New York City Neighborhood Library Awards, sponsored by the Revson Foundation, with $10,000 awards, cash awards, to 5 neighborhood libraries. In association with The Brian Lehrer Show, deadline 11:59 tonight. Just go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show to find the nomination form.